An Enchanted Spring, written by Nancy Scanlon and read by Jane Jacobs.
Chapter 1. Colin O'Rourke watched his cousin-in-law, many times removed, absently roll a pencil between his fingers. They were closer than brothers, and had been for the better part of 8 years. Over that time, Colin had observed, helpless, as Aidan McWilliam's countenance slowly changed from easygoing to aloof. But most worrisome was this latest visit. Colin's voice was quiet. "It may be time to accept that your future lies here." The pencil froze mid-roll, and Aidan's sharp green eyes pierced Colin's dark brown ones. "I will never accept that. I will get back, or I'll die trying." Colin wisely held his tongue. Despite his refusal to accept that he'd been brought forward in time for good, Aidan had become immensely successful. He had more money than he knew what to do with, and an extended family who understood clan loyalties. But Colin knew that wasn't enough for a 15th century Irish warrior. Aidan needed something to live for, something to spark his interest in life again. "Aidan, what's left to try? You've exhausted all possibilities." Aidan angrily flicked the pencil onto the desk and stood. "I know there's a time gate somewhere. All manner of strange folk traipse through O'Malley's garden. They're coming from somewhere, without the aid of anyone. So there's something out there that will get me back." His tone turned surly. "I simply haven't found it yet." Colin held back a frown and changed the subject. "Well, if you need a distraction, I could use your aid." Aidan reluctantly sat back down. "Aye." It was becoming harder to simply sit by and watch someone he loved creep ever closer to a dark precipice that was neither acknowledged nor denied. Colin knew that if Aidan didn't find a way home soon, he might tumble headfirst into that abyss and never return. "I'm expanding Celtic connections into the UK and Ireland." Aidan nodded. "The LA office doing well then?" Colin's elite matchmaking service had had such success in Boston. He had opened 2 other offices in Toronto and Los Angeles. Both were fully booked with an impressive clientele list. "Sure is. But with so many offices, I need a new department for publicity and public relations. European expansion isn't something I'm ready to make public yet, and I need someone to handle the department setup." Aidan shrugged. "Sorry, mate. I don't know anyone in that field." "I realize that. What I need is for you to do some recon." Aidan sat forward slightly, though his face remained impassive. "Recon?" he echoed. "Yes." Colin watched him carefully. "The sword you brought with you when you arrived in this time? It's on the auction block."
"What?"
Colin nodded. "One of our clients is facilitating the auction, which has loads of medieval artifacts up for grabs. Your sword is one of them." He flipped open a binder to a marked page, then handed it to Aidan. "Looks like the owner died suddenly, and he left all his relics to his son. Lucky for us, the son has zero interest in medieval history, but he seems awfully interested in the money it could fetch." The curses that flew from Aidan's mouth were inventive. And Colin barked out a laugh. "The auction is in a few days, in New York City, which is exactly where the person I'm looking to hire is located. This would kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You'd get your sword, and I'd get my PR person. So, you in?" Aidan nodded curtly. "You know it. I've been tracking down that damn sword for years." "Well, here's your chance to get it back," Colin replied. "And," he added silently, "I'm talking about much more than the sword."